The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Would you be willing to package the Packers' first three picks, 25, 41, 58, to move up to the first round to draft a potential Hall of Famer, Joe Alt, in this case? Go ahead and weigh in on that. That's Chewy's crazy suggestion this morning. But maybe there are folks out there who think it's not so crazy after all. This is the prompt. It is simple. Who's your guy? Assuming the Packers in this scenario stay at 25, do not move up, do not move down. Who's your guy? Who do you want them to take with the 25th overall pick in tonight's NFL draft in the first round? We have talked a lot about your options. I think we can pretty safely make a list of players, Josh and Chu, no Gabe today as he is doing his 100 holes of golf for the Mac Fund, eliminate some positions. I can eliminate wide receiver. I do not think the Packers are taking a wide receiver with the 25th pick in tonight's NFL draft. I could also eliminate quarterback. Even though there will be a ton of teams taking quarterbacks, Packers are not taking a quarterback. I can eliminate running back because very few people take running backs in the first round. I know Bijan Robinson happened last year. So there's three spots. I don't think they're doing it. I wouldn't take a linebacker with the 25th pick.
Tight end.
Receiver?
I already said that. Thanks for listening. So to recap.
Yeah, that's probably it though, right?
I mean, that's like half.
No, but I mean, you could use every position on defense. Wouldn't shock me. Right?
Defensive line. Linebacker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Defensive back.
Yes.
Anybody I'm missing?
No.
The only one I would be surprised with is a first round linebacker.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but they need a Sam.
What they do, but I think you can get that later on.
Who poo-pooed it?
Who Jason. Poo-pooed it?
Yeah, you can't poo-poo.
You said you're
that.
Old.
Also, when you look at the draft board, there's no game-changing generational linebacker out there. The names that we have seen, and we have mentioned them a number of times, obviously, Peyton, Wilson. I don't know why I always want to say Willis. Is there a Peyton Willis somewhere? Wait, was he the dude?
Patrick Willis was the...
There was a Peyton Willis
from
Cleveland.
Who was the dude who was on the Browns, and they put him on the Madden cover? Hillis.
Yeah,
dang,
Peyton,
so
yes.
Close. Hillis, so
yeah, we
close.
Got there.
Anyway, the boards don't shake out that way, right, Joshy? There is no generational game-changing linebacker that anybody
I've
is
going
to take in the first round.
I've seen Edgerrin Cooper from Texas A&M.
Yes, I like Edgerrin Cooper. Dang it, you just foiled my argument.
Sorry. I've seen him sneak into the bottom of the first round.
Which is where the Packers are.
Yeah, it just, to me, that would be kind of, it doesn't make sense for me for the Packers to make that investment with the Quay Walker investment so quickly behind for their third linebacker, which they view as an interchangeable piece with a safety or nickel corner.
So 800-990-3776, who's your guy? Light up the phone lines, light up the talk and text line, 800-990-3776. Light up the YouTube comment section that says we never pay attention to them, even though we do every single segment.
The poor
there's only one safe pick, though. Would you agree?
I'd love to hear what you think.
What?
One safe pick.
For the Packers?
Yes. Where everyone will be like, okay, it's fine. I get it. O-line. Other positions going to be, I love it. Great. Right? You get DeJean. Great. Love it. Where's he going to play? Linebacker? Yeah, we need one. Okay, good. Interior D lineman? Sure. The safe one is O-line.
It's fair. Do you have an O-lineman other than Joe Alt that you would like to see him take with the 25th pick?
There's going to be a run on him. The guy who would probably be around is Barton from Duke.
Yeah, they're projecting him to go a little bit earlier than that.
So, but that's a safe pick, and there's a lot of them.
You like Amarius Mims out of Georgia? He's the other guy that is about that range.
I'm sick of Georgia.
20. They're so flipping good.
Yeah, I know, but they're not panning out like I thought. I thought Quay Walker would be potential candidate for defensive MVP next year.
Can we just make a pact? Can we make a Jen Gabe and Chewy pact? Can we give Quay Walker this season under Halfley?
Yes, I will.
See if he makes a jump.
Yes.
Might have a hard time.
But I don't. I agree with half of what Jason said.
Gabe's not here.
I agree with half of Jason said when it comes to effort. I think that was a product of the defense Joe Barry Carroll played, but I think there was a little bit of laziness, and I'll put Quay Walker in that category.
Laziness or poutiness? There's a part of me that thinks it was more poutiness than anything else. Like, they
probably
had the meetings, and it's very obvious that they're not all on the same page, and at some point, rather than going 100% effort, you give an 88.
But I could probably...
Or 89, I suppose, for this show's purposes.
I could probably give you 20 examples if I watched the entire defensive film for the year. There were plays where receivers got an extra 5, 6, 7 yards because there was no gang tackling. Because there was no gang tackle. That's effort. That's effort. And I mean, when you watch San Francisco, when you watch Baltimore, I mean, they fly around. They fly around. Defense is an attitude. That's why they're over there, because they're not really smart. Offensive guys are smart. Defensive guys are just like, hey, jump off that bridge. Okay.
Just taking out an entire
right?
side of the ball here.
I don't want you to think about jumping off the bridge. Just go jump off the bridge.
Is there a better example that we could have used?
I used to bridge jump. This is wonderful. We used to tease the cops. It was so wonderful.
What do you mean tease the cops? Like, I'm not going to jump. I'm not going to jump.
Well, it was into water. I'm not.
No kidding. You're not jumping into concrete, you
well,
bozo.
It said no jumping off the bridge. But it was so fun. It was about 40 feet up. Bill Cosby actually lived at the top. Yeah, it was like 3 miles away. I don't know.
There's a joke
that's
I wanted to make
a,
there, but
yeah.
it's inappropriate.
Nope,
I'm not going
nope,
to.
Nope.
And the cops used to come up in their car, and we'd just, burp, and then wave on the way down.
Now, did you ever get caught?
It's South Deerfield. No.
What do you mean? I just feel like at some point, shoot, even if they don't catch you doing it, they know where you live. They show up on your doorstep
yeah.
a little.
No, they were cool about it.
Sure. Sounds good. 800-990-3776. Who's your guy? Who do you want? Lots of reaction rolling in. Ryan from Milwaukee saying, Mims is too big and lacks versatility. Really would be shocked if the Packers take him. Sean weighing in saying, Cooper DeJean is who I want, but not sure he'll be there at 25. Justin also weighing in saying, it's DeJean. Give Halfley the best possible chance to cook. Secondary is his strength. Give him another versatile toy to play with. Jamie in Orlando weighing in saying, I want Cooper DeJean, but I feel like because Goody spoke glowingly about him, they will not go after him. Is that something, Joshy? Because I actually had that thought as well. Like, why would Goody talk so glowingly about DeJean unless he just didn't want to be have his credibility questioned, because everybody who watches him thinks that he is a game changer. Why would he talk so glowingly about a guy if they really, really want him?
I think it. To me, he was asked directly about him. And I think Goody has diagnosed that Cooper DeJean, if they stay at 25, really isn't even an option. So if they're going to be aggressive and they want to get him, they're going to do what they need to. So I don't think they really need the subterfuge as we would need at that position. Because I think, as we've seen play out here in the past couple of weeks, especially after he had his personal pro day, that he's not going to be there at 25. Now, I've seen him slide, and Daniel Jeremiah, who's a guy we all trust with knowledge about the NFL draft, but I just don't think he's concerned about it. Like, everyone kind of thinks the same thing about Cooper DeJean.
What is Quinyon Mitchell's RAS? Have you seen it?
It is good. I can find it for you.
Yeah, I was curious about that. Because it feels to me like, and we have talked about this, with the way that we think the board will break, one of those defensive backs should be there, right? At 25? Or you think both of them go before the Packers pick at 25?
I think they both
They'll
go.
Be gone.
Yeah. Quinyon Mitchell is 975.
Ooh! Ooh! That is very, very sexy to Goody. A 975 RAS?
Yeah. Woo! So both Mitchell and Terrion Arnold do fit the Packers' thresholds, which they're pretty strict about height and weight. They don't really want some of the smaller guys. Now, there's been misses because of that, but the Packers kind of color within the lines a lot mm-hmm. when it comes to... Mm-hmm. But the good thing is the top four really consensus is Quinion Mitchell, Terry Arnold, Cooper DeJean, and Kool-Aid McKinstry, and they all fit the Packers throw.
Doesn't the versatility put them over the top, though?
DeJean?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of people are making the case for him to be the Packers guy. I think just a lot of teams like him. I think a lot of teams look at him and see the same thing.
What if the 24th pick is up and Green Bay trades out of the first round? How mad will you be, Joshy?
Oh, my God.
See, now I'm kind of hoping for it.
But you won't be awake to see it anyway.
That's
so what
true.
Do you care?
But I will laugh tomorrow.
I won't be mad.
That
because...
falls under Schartenfarter, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
100%. It okay. certainly
under
does.
Under Schartenfarter.
Yes.
I wouldn't be upset because when Goody trades down, he
does
usually
well.
Gets a haul. And you usually it's better for the future of the team. But I would be disappointed because we didn't get the, well, here's who the Packers getting. We can talk about that pick now Friday. And, you know, there's no daydreaming allowed when you trade back.
Augie from Fredonia weighing in saying, I like Powers Johnson. That is Jackson Powers Johnson, the center out of Oregon. Then you don't have to move Tom to center or the guy can play guard. Look, yes, the Packers love guys who can play multiple positions on the offensive line. In fact, I believe Jason has told us that they oftentimes draft guys who have played the tackle, mm-hmm. knowing that uh-huh. it is the hardest position to play on the line. And then they say, well, if you can do that, you can do anything on the line, and it gives us that versatility should there be injuries down the road. 800-990-3776. Who is your guy? Let us know. We want to know which guy you want the Packers to take at 25. Not who you think they'll take, who you want them to take. This is all about making a wish upon a star. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on after this. Stick around.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yes, that would have been much worse
finally
than
we
what
got,
ended up happening.
Finally got the which would be worse and what would be better. Finally yes. we figured it out.
You can't just be showing your junk on national TV.
It would have got a lot of clicks.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I went to a shrink. If you are in the market for a remodeling project, a home addition, or you're thinking about building a new home, can you please reach out to my friends over at PCI? Mike and Michelle operate a family-owned company. They believe in building relationships, and they have been clutch for Dario and myself when we find ourselves facing a home remodeling project that we can't handle on our own. Go to their website, professionalconstructioninc.com. There you can see pictures and images of some of the jobs they have done and realize that they would be the team for you. Again, that website is professionalconstructioninc.com. Tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you. We are giddy here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as it is the first day of the NFL draft. Very excited to see what the Green Bay Packers do. Hell, I'm excited to see how the draft goes and if it is as chalk as I think it is going to be. We put that on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll through care of our friend Evan Cohen, who tweeted this morning, do you expect the 2024 draft to be more shock or chalk? Chalk meaning it goes the way you think it's going to go. Quarterback, 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 maybe another quarterback, wide receiver in Marvin Harrison Jr., et cetera, Joe Alt, et cetera, et cetera. Weigh in on that. Let's go out to the phone lines. Kevin in Illinois is on the line. Kevin, who's your guy?
My guy is Arnold out of Alabama. I absolutely love this kid's attitude. I think an attitude that he has is contagious in the locker room. But Chewy, I do kind of agree. I think if you have the opportunity, and I know it's not very popular to go after Alt, you know, if that guy turns out to be a Joe Thomas type guy, mm-hmm. he's there for a long time, that's somebody that you got to really consider. Because as far as I'm concerned, you can never have enough good offensive linemen. I'd invite 50 guys every year to camp, keep the 12 best ones.
Yeah, and then your offense is set. And then defense, you can have all 10 picks next year.
Terrion Arnold is out of Alabama. There are boards that have him as the first or second cornerback off the board. Again, we've been talking about DeJean and Mitchell as well. He does check all of the boxes for the Green Bay Packers. We had talked about the threshold that they have at each position, except he is a little small. And not a lot, maybe by a couple of pounds. But if the Packers like a cornerback who is 190 plus pounds, he's at like 188, 189. So figure that's not a deal breaker, right, Shu? I mean, you're close enough to the threshold that you can kind of.
How tall is he?
I want to say 6 foot.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, you're going to put weight on once a professional team gets their hands on you, so that's pretty good for a corner. Okay. I don't like anything under 6 feet with the size of receivers today.
Makes it hard.
Makes it very
hard. To take
them
down.
Yeah, well, makes them hard to you know, there's so many deep balls and jump balls in today's game. We talk about Watson. He's got to learn how to go up and get the ball,
mm-hmm.
which he eventually will. 5'10 is short. Just yeah. reminds me of Terrell Buckley.
And that's at the cornerback, but obviously Nick Collins was famously like 5'11.
Yeah, but he was a football player.
I love all these distinctions. But he was a football player. 800-990-3776. Calls coming in fast and furious now. Teddy in Watertown. Let's chat with him. Teddy, who's your guy?
I think it's going to end up being Jerzon Newton out of Illinois. Typically, you look at their first-round picks, they're kind of planning a year or two ahead with expiring contracts and with Kenny Clark's coming up and kind of uncertainty of whether or not they're going to get a deal done. And switching to 4-3, I think they're going to try to shore up that interior defensive line and go with Jerzon Newton out of Illinois.
Blah, blah, bop, dee, doo, boop.
All right, he is a defensive tackle. And yes, Jerzon, a lot of people know him as Johnny. Mm-hmm. So if you're wondering, like, wait, who is Jerzon Newton? I haven't been following that. That's Johnny Newton. And there are a lot of people who have him in the top 25, 20 in the first round. They have him going yes. in the first round on a lot of draft boards as well. Do you think, Joshy, they'll go defense? I mean, that defense, specifically defensive line.
It wouldn't shock me.
It wouldn't bother me either.
Yeah, if we told the story of the Packers solidified the middle of their defense by taking a defensive tackle, you got Xavier McKinney, and then they also add to that relatively high in the linebacker position, I think that would... I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think it's the direction, but I wouldn't be upset by it either.
Let's go out to the phones again, 800-990-3776. Frank in Bayview, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We're asking a very simple question this morning. Who is your guy?
Blah-blah-bop-dee-doo-boop.
Good morning. Joe Alt. Mm-hmm. I think the Packers should trade one, a two, and a three to get him.
They got more
picks than they need. In fact, I'd like to see him move up twice in the first round. And the second guy would be Graham Barton.
Frank, were you listening earlier when Chewy suggested that very thing?
Nope, I just got on the phone.
What the?
Great minds think alike.
That is insane because, yes, Mark Chimura, who is sitting across from me here in studio, no Gabe today, as he is out golfing for the Mac Fund. Chewy said they should package the first three picks, move up to seven, which is what the chart says yes. those three picks would be worth, and snag Joe Alt as the left tackle of the future, replacing David Bakhtiari. Am I correct in following all those yep. bouncing balls?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wow. That's great. That's fantastic. I think they should make another trade and get Graham Barton. And it's over.
Oh, well,
that's
I'm
one way
set.
To do it.
Yes.
How are we getting in the first round again?
Rest of the picks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go Mike Dick on their ass.
I'm just saying, after you get out of the second round, you would have to package a number of your later picks in order to get
back into the
first round. So we leave the draft with two picks, and they're both offensive linemen. Well, Jeff Hafley will be pulling his hair out, I'll tell you that, folks. Have you tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? Today is one of those days you are going to need a Celsius Energy Drink, especially if you're like Joshy and I, and you're going to wait up until the Packers make their pick at 25. There are 18 different flavors to choose from. Arctic Vibe, Fuji Apple Pear, my favorite, the Peach Vibe. Although, I am stepping out a little bit on the Peach Vibe. I love the grapefruit, and I, of course, love the lemon lime. I keep one with me every Saturday morning for college football coverage as well, and it gets me through my day. You can find them at Pick and Save or online at Amazon. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Top 8 at 8, coming up next.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm with Gabe here, yeah. I think more confident in my left hand here, just cupping right now, other than my other hand cupping.
Mostly because I also...
I get a lot more work out of the right hand.
On 94.5 ESPN, the top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh?
One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey?
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh, my God.
Show me chicken.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm a little nervous. Gabe usually handles these duties. He is not here today, golfing for the Mac Fund in his 100-hole challenge alongside Stephen Watson and Greg Matzik. Joshy, did you go real hard on us?
I don't think I did. I was going to go Packers first-round draft picks the last eight. I looked at the list and deemed it way too easy. I think you guys could run that one.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we need, okay? We need one we can run.
I am going to challenge you a little bit, but I'm looking for the last eight number one overall draft picks. Yeah.
Okay. I think we can run this one, too.
I got some doubts.
Well, for sure, Bryce Young.
That's my correct.
That means correct? Yeah. Fantastic, because we can't hear that enough this morning, okay? We can't hear Chewy's impersonation of the draft buzzer enough this morning.
It's all quarterbacks, I believe. Trevor Lawrence.
He was 2021.
Kyler Murray was also a first overall pick.
Kyler Murray was 2019.
Okay. Let me look at some real bad teams here. Patience, patience. Let's go Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow was in 2020.
It's a good guess. I'm going to continue with the Heisman Trophy winners and go with Baker Mayfield.
2018.
How many do we have left?
You guys need 2022. You need 2017 and 2016. So you got three left.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Let's go. Josh Allen. No, he wasn't even a first.
No, that was so bad. No, that was bad. It was.
That was really bad.
Out of Wyoming.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. It was Jared Goff, first overall pick.
Hello.
Joshy's already taking calls because they don't think we're gonna. They don't think we're
was
gonna
it
be able
that
to do
bad?
This.
It was that bad.
Sorry, say the name again.
Jared Goff.
He is the eighth name on the list.
Okay, do me a favor. Reset the list. We are looking for the first overall pick, the last eight first overall picks in the NFL draft.
Yes, in 2023, we got Bryce Young. 2022, do not have the answer. 2021. Wait, did you guys say this name? Now I'm starting to lose track.
Josh Allen? Yeah,
2020 was
Joe Burrow.
2019, Kyler Murray. 2018, Baker Mayfield.
The first one he said was Trevor Lawrence.
So then he did get it in 2021. You guys are just looking for, at this point, 2017 and 2022.
I don't think it can be a quarterback.
Wasn't there a defensive player back in the day?
There's a few of them. Depending how far back in the day you're going to go.
Well, only 8 years, so keep up. Now I understand why Joshy started taking calls already. 800-990-3776. I don't remember who
I know.
Was. You do?
Yes. Yes.
Say it.
No, I can't. I'm out.
He doesn't know
it. Yes, I do.
No.
I know the guy drafted two, so that means someone was drafted one, and he was a defensive player.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yes.
You want to give me a hint?
No.
Why?
Because you laughed at my Josh Allen pick, and I got
it's
a little
a very...
offended.
Josh, can you defend me here? That was a horrid pick.
That was bad. It's tough. I'm going to have to buzz
I don't know.
You
yeah, I don't know.
Seconds.
I'm sorry. Gosh, dang it.
Hold on. I'm going to show.
Oh, he's going to write it down. Hold on. Hold on.
I'll give you the team.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Now I got to look at the screen.
That's the wrong camera, though. That's not even on anymore. Okay. So it's not doing you any good.
I don't know what it is. All right, 800-990-3776. Let's go out to the phone lines. We are looking for two more of the...
That's the team.
Two more of the top draft picks in the last
Number one overall picks
in the last 8 years. Tomato, tomato. Sherry and Franklin, you're up first on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Sherry's been on hold for several minutes. It's like Sherry knew that we were not going to be able to complete the list. Good morning, Sherry. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I sure can try. Good morning. All right. Trayvon Walker.
Well, up, up, you do.
Is that
out of Jacksonville? I didn't know his name.
That is
I
the
just
Jacksonville player. You know how I knew though? Because
Aiden Hutchinson was two, right?
Yes, I believe that is correct. And then we are just looking for 2017.
Sherry.
All right. All right. Well, I'm going to go with DeMiles Garrett.
Out of Cleveland.
Miles Garrett was the first overall pick in 2017.
Sherry and Franklin. Congratulations on the big win. I'm very disappointed in myself for forgetting about Miles Garrett. God bless America.
Was he Penn State?
No.
Texas A&M.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Look at you finding it before I could Google it.
No, it's far enough back.
That your brain hasn't forgotten
it yet. Yeah, I'll forget tomorrow's. I think I forgot him already.
I cannot wait for Reachu, by the way. It's going to be a doozy. All right, congratulations to Sherry and Franklin. She's our big winner this morning. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we will roll on, continue our draft coverage as the NFL draft kicks off tonight in Detroit right after this.
You know what makes me happy? My wife being happy. That's why I go to the jewelry center. Let's be honest, most guys don't have a clue. When it comes to buying jewelry, Gabe's one of the smart ones. Got the engagement ring and his wedding bands from the Jewelry Center for his wedding last year. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other fine jewelry like my championship ring. When it needs work, I know where I'll be taking it to, the Jewelry Center. They have three locations to stop into, Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can just text me a picture of what she wants. The Jewelry Center can custom create any piece from just a photo. I'm living proof. Happy wife, happy life. The Jewelry Center will make it happen. Brookfield, Greenfield, and Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, Ernie. I'm going to Venmo you that money right after the show.
You can't. You don't know how to use Venmo.
Made my workload much less. But... But Ernie,
you don't know how to Ernie, do it. And I don't know does how to it ever? It, so it's, yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Whether you're a local who wants to enjoy a night out or you are planning to visit our great city of Milwaukee, you can enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. It is ideally located in the heart of the theater district in downtown Milwaukee with deluxe accommodations, culinary creativity, on-site art galleries, and nightly live music. You'll enjoy every element of your stay at St. Kate. Book special hotel packages with room rates starting as low as $129 a night. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com. With a one or a two. Been a heck of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. We have spent an awful long time talking about the NFL draft. If you've missed any of our conversation, and there has been some good stuff, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcast. But for the last 2 days, I have been picking Chewy's brain because I have a problem. I have a problem at my house. And Chewy, being the wealth of knowledge that he is, has given me a bunch of solutions. But I want to throw it out to our loyal listeners as well. For about the last 2 weeks, every morning when I leave for work, there is garbage strewn about my yard. There are bags, there are empties, there are food remnants. You know those styrofoam trays that come under the chicken? Well, those are thrown around like bases, you know, like there were some wildlife playing baseball in the middle of the night, and there's first, and there's second, and there's third, and sure enough, there's home. So I asked Chewy, I said, what has been getting in my garbage? You know, we've got the flip lids, the big containers that the city gives you. We got a garbage can, and we've got a recycling bin, and we're trying to figure out, line them up, usual suspect style, what animals are getting in my garbage night after night after night and having a feast.
Now, it smells of raccoons, but we all have the city-given trash cans with the lid, and I just can't picture a raccoon getting up there to open the lid. I thought maybe coyotes, but coyotes aren't typically scavengers like that. Like, they could do it, get up on their back legs and somehow get that up. But the fact that you said the recycle bin that's right next to the trash one?
Right next to it, yep. These are outside of our garage, right next to the house.
And they kind of travel in packs. And they work together as a team.
Hoisting each other up like the old cheerleader type of, like...
I have no idea. You said there's a pine tree... close to it, but the pine tree's limbs could not support a raccoon. So deer won't, because deer don't scavenge like that. They like their grass and nuts. I don't know what else it could be. I mean, it smells of raccoon, but I don't know how in the hell that they could get up there.
Yeah.
With 3 or 4 feet off the ground, yeah, and have enough leverage to flip the lid.
Right.
Without seeing Jen's actual picture
like
of it.
Like a setup.
Right. Like, could they be climbing the gutter that is next to it, since it's against the house, getting up that way?
Could be climbing the gutter. I drew a little picture here. I'm not sure if you can see it on the stream. This is the garage. This line here. Okay, so this is our driveway. Whoop, we drive in like this. And then here are the two cans. Now, if you're missing what we're doing here, you can find it on the YouTube stream. Here are the two cans, right?
Yes.
Not to be confused with a toucan, Fruit Loops. Two cans right here. This is the garbage can. This is the recycling bin. The recycling bin's just got cardboard in it, maybe some glass. So this is the one. This is the tree. And so to your point, Shu, about the tree, it's close enough, but pine tree branches are flimsy.
Yeah, that's
what I'm talking, like, a maple tree.
Parachute in. I mean, they are kind of nuts.
I'm thinking we've got a situation that is either up the gutter and onto the garbage, or down from the roof on top of the garbage
can. We have at times had squirrels kind of up there.
But it still has to go onto, the other can.
Yes.
To open the other one. But if you open the other against the house, it's going to come right back down.
But it's not against the house. It would be into the tree.
Yeah, it's opening into the tree.
It's opening into the tree, not into the house.
Well, you got to flip them.
Well, I think your suggestion, and again, the reason I bring this up is because this has fascinated Chewy for the last 48 hours.
Yeah,
like, every time we go to break, he's like, so could it be a coyote? And I'm like, are you seriously still troubleshooting my garbage cans? I love this. I looked for locks, went on Amazon, $30 a pop? $30 for a garbage can lock? Can I just bungee the suckers closed?
That's what I would do.
No, this is what you need to do.
Oh, here we go.
And I told you this. Go get some Arlo cameras, because you would be fascinated to see this. It has night vision. You go to Costco, pick them up, and you can move them around and just put it on the trash can, leave everything the same.
You can't put it on the trash can. It'll end up flipped.
No.
This
I'm saying
is my reality
put the
TV
camera
friend.
Focused on the trash can, and let's see what the hell's going on.
And then he's like, only if you share the footage with me, because Ice Road Truckers has finished its season, and Deep Catch, or whatever it is, the other thing that you watch.
Well, let's place bets on this. I'm saying raccoons. What are the odds?
It feels raccoonish, doesn't it? It
feels raccoon feels minus 500.
Could be dog. Could be a dog.
A dog?
I
a
don't
neighborhood
know.
Dog?
A dogs will scavenge. Is that
scavenge?
Scavenge. I'm saying.
What are the other options? We don't think it's a deer, right? The deer are eating. I'm watching the deer in my
yard.
No,
deer won't.
They're eating the bark off of the branches that are laying about the yard.
So the lid lifting is what?
Squirrel. What about squirrel?
Is what is not
no way squirrel.
You have to remember.
Mountain lion.
I kicked those squirrels out of the treehouse. This could be revenge.
Mountain lion.
What? I live in Mequon.
We have mountain lions in Waukesha County.
But not in Mequon.
Yeah, I'm sure you have them in Mequon somewhere.
You think there's
somewhere.
Mountain lions?
Yes.
In the southeast corner of Mequon, Wisconsin.
Yes.
They did trace one. There was a story about the Milwaukee lion. That was going a while. And there was one that had made its way into other parts. Okay. I don't think that's the case.
What's crazy is the reaction is just popping off, okay? Jacob saying you need to keep your garbage cans 3 feet apart. Adam saying, get yourself a trail camera. Andrew saying, it's raccoons. They are master garbage pickers. It's unbelievable what they can do. Guess you shouldn't have thrown poop in other people's garbage cans. Ryan from Aguadigo says.
Karma.
Casey coming in with what I do think we should consider as a possibility, saying, it's the blammer, isn't it?
Could be. He is a scavenger. Oh, no. Yes.
It says, the animals are too smart. It's the people. I don't think it's people. Could it be a possum? Let's see. Other folks weighing in saying it's not a dog. That from Colby on the YouTube stream. Robert saying it's got to be a possum. Man, possum is just one of those creatures that
but
just gives me the...
flip the lid?
With their hands. I mean, again, you're right. When you talked about raccoons, and again, Chewy has been contemplating this for the last 2 days. They have those little, like, claw hands.
Yes.
You know, like,
they look human.
Yes.
Hold on, I'm trying to get my hands. If you're on the stream, you're getting quite the visual right now.
They look more human than you would anticipate when you see a set of raccoon hands.
Let's see. Michael saying it's got to be a pair of raccoons. One opens the recycling bin and holds it open while the other grabs the stuff out of it. Let's go out to the phone lines. We've got Jeff and Racine, who also wants to weigh in on the garbage caper.
Yeah, Jen, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Great Outdoors with John Candy.
Yes. Oh, it's fantastic.
There's raccoons in that movie that go through their garbage cans like crazy.
All right.
They're able to lift the lids off and get in there and do everything.
I don't know if that's helpful.
Do you have a suggestion of how I make it stop?
Don't eat.
I do think the separating them thing is good. The 3 foot of separation, that'll probably help you.
No. We got to see this. You got to go get either a trail cam or some Arlo's
today. It's not so much that he wants the mystery solved.
Yeah, no.
It's he wants to be entertained by the visuals.
Yes. I guarantee it's hilarious.
All right, here's what I will do. I will put a camera out there this weekend. Can't guarantee it'll be a permanent camera that we're keeping on the garbage cans. But tonight I'll try to put a camera up that we can then watch tomorrow morning. You said I can get it at Costco? Just run up to Costco and get one of those cameras?
You can get a trail
Joshy,
camera.
Can
you
I
can go on Amazon
that for show
and get
show content?
You'll have to take that up to the old dork upstairs.
Which one?
It's got to be Ashton.
Ashton.
Okay. Because there's a lot of dorks upstairs.
It's why Chewy prefers to stay down here.
Yes.
He doesn't want the dorkiness rubbing off on him in any way. Colby weighing in again on the YouTube stream saying, Chewy is going to be thinking about this all weekend long.
I was last night.
The Green Bay Packers are going to pick 25th, maybe, if they don't move up or move down in the NFL draft tonight. And Chewy's first question to me tomorrow morning when he sees me will be, you got that footage? You got that raccoon footage?
Gotta have it.
I want to know what happened. 800-990-3776. Thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy today. Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great draft day, everybody.